First up, ice hockey and the Czech elite league, the Extraliga, continues to be riven by controversy. Some believed the whole 2010-2011 season had been irreparably damaged when Mladá Boleslav, Plzeň and Kladno were docked points for fielding players who had not been correctly registered. Now it appears there's a real possibility that Mladá Boleslav could be kicked out of the Extraliga altogether. When the club's owners lodged an appeal on Friday against the points deduction, the league was quick to strike back, saying Mladá Boleslav had signed a false statement at the start of the season, declaring they weren't in debt, a breach that could see them expelled from the league after a hastily arranged meeting next Monday. The man who put his signature to the contested statements is Mladá Boleslav's general manager, Cyril Suk.
I would like to say firmly that no falsification of documents has taken place. What we're talking about here are some unsettled or settled debts towards any entities in the world of hockey. I'm convinced that we will be able to back everything up and explain everything at the extraordinary general meeting.
For his part, the director of the Extraliga, Stanislav Schulz, says the matter appears to be cut and dried.
I can only base my position on the facts. They are that in September, Mladá Boleslav provided a sworn statement that they had no outstanding debts towards hockey entities, and a check that was approved by a general meeting on the 8th of September found that that was not true. The check was announced in advance. The club provided their books to the economic advisor to the Czech Ice Hockey Association, and this is the result.
And we will have more on that story as it unfolds. Back on the ice, Třinec went top of the league on Sunday after beating Pardubice 3-0. Vítkovice, meanwhile, have fallen to second place following a 3-1 defeat to Litvinov. In the NHL, Czech goaltender Andrej Pavelec is going through a real purple patch, second in the league in both successful saves and average goals conceded. Pavelec made headlines after suffering concussion, in Atlanta's first game of the season. But the 23-year-old has put that health scare firmly behind him, with Saturday's 3-1 victory over Washington, his seventh win in 8 starts for Atlanta. Football, and there's been speculation in the UK press that Czech national team captain Tomáš Rosický could leave Arsenal for another Premier League club, Aston Villa, during the January transfer window. Rosický, who recently turned 30, frequently warms the Arsenal bench and himself admits he doesn't score enough goals. But the Czech media seem to believe he won't be leaving the Gunners at a time when they head the English League and are involved in 3 other competitions. Finally, the Czech Republic's floorball team beat Japan by an incredible margin of 25-1 in the opening group stage at the Sports World Championships in Finland. Their biggest ever win followed a 16-0 win over Italy. However, the Czechs should face a sterner test when they play Norway in a game due to end after the recording of our programme. And that's all the sport for today.